more on target than an elite Cobra sniper. Here's Corey and Joel.
And we're back. It's us.
Hey now.
Although, who did they think they were going to get?
I was taking a
walk. He's somebody else, yes.
When I saw you pass by.
This isn't. What was I going to say? I'm so sharp today.
Yeah, if you complained about the music last week, wait till you hear this week's episode.
Well, yeah, people complained about Hot Chip. We got one complaint, but that's sort of dance music. This is, this is sort of retro alt country here, is what you call it. You're dancing in the worst way I've ever seen a white person dance. Well, that's probably how people danced when this music was contemporary.
Right. It's all like shoulders. There's like no hips.
It's a lot of like weird hands clapping that would happen. If it was 1962, although this album came out in 2008, so who knows? All right, that's about enough of that. That's an act called She and Him, which ties into our show in its own way today for a couple of reasons. She and Him.
That's it, featuring M. Ward and Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah, the actress Zooey Deschanel, who you might know from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and what other movies has she been in?
Spankin' It. Elf.
Elf she was in? Okay.
All the Real Girls.
Okay.
Indie Darling.
All right. But that ties into our show today, which we'll get to in a second.
Absolutely.
And because it is March. And
do you feel the madness, Joel?
It is March Madness.
Do you feel the madness?
Yeah, I feel. Not really.
What about Gonzaga?
I'm maddened by how much college basketball is on television and on the radio and on ESPN. Because I'm not a big college basketball guy.
No.
And what I realize is that almost nobody's a big college basketball guy.
It's all bullshit.
Until the tournament. Most people don't care about it all year. And the tournament comes around. Everybody's got their bracket. Yeah. They're all schmucking around. Everyone's looking at the scores every minute at the bar. Who won this game? Oh, it was in my bracket.
What about Duke? What about Duke, baby?
Yeah, and Dick Vitale is back on ESPN, and I had him in the hospital when I picked him in Death Pool and all that stuff, and he looks like he's going to
make Death Pool's been a debacle.
I don't think it's been a debacle.
For me, it has.
Well, it's because you didn't have anybody, but you never win anyway.
Oh.
It's still early. We're still in the first quarter.
You're not
of the
exactly
year.
Lighting up the scoreboard.
I'm not, but.
If Rob wins this with one death, look out.
Well, Margaret Thatcher was in the hospital. Dick Vitale was, like, in the hospital. So I've
Ed McMahon fell down and broke his goddamn neck.
You're correct about that.
But they won't kick off.
He's not dead yet. So
bummer.
But anyway, so we decided, and we did this years ago on the show, about 3 years ago when we first started the show.
Yes, we did.
We did a tribute to the NCAA college basketball tournament.
Mm-hmm.
We created what we called at the time the Bay Brackets.
Yes.
In other words, we took 65 hot chicks, famous hot chicks.
Yes.
And put them in a tournament to see.
Not just Penny and Cherry Brooklyn and Katie Jean.
Not just whores from the show.
Right.
Actual chick celebrity girls that you might know.
Sure.
And
not just Dora Badger.
No one even knows who that is. Okay. But here's the point. we did this tournament, and we thought that let's resurrect that bit. But we couldn't just do the same tournament. We had to freshen up the chicks. So as
little bit.
So basically, I've seeded this.
Yeah.
I've created this tournament, not unlike the last one, for you.
Right.
In other words, I did seeding. Each girl was ranked from 1 to 16.
Okay.
And then there's like four number one seeds down to four. Actually, there's five 16 seeds, and there's a play-in game, but we'll get to that in a minute.
Now, we would have done a bracket for Joel, except how much time do we have?
For me?
I mean, I'm saying if we both did a bracket, it would take.
If I did the same bracket, it would be different because I would have seeded it differently.
Yeah,
you could have essentially made me a bracket.
That's what I'm saying.
But that would have been more work for you, and then a whole other show. So
it takes forever to do this.
But you can download this. We'll have this on the forum and on the mailing list. In fact, you guys might have even had this for the last couple of days because when I finished it, I put it on the forum. But Corey has not seen the list.
Do not know the contents of said list.
Doesn't know who's playing. I freshened the list up from 2005, which would have been the first time we did it.
Yeah. We were really fired up about it in 2005, and then everybody in radio decided that they wanted to do it.
Yeah, but we're good in that. I make an original list, based upon my own likes and dislikes as yours. I know your likes
you
and dislikes.
You did not pull this off some
site. I didn't pull the Maxim Top. By the way, I did consult things like the Maxim Top 100 Chicks of 2007.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And they had so many pigs and just old, wrinkled up broads. Yeah. And like Alyssa Milano was on the list. And she was like number 15. And I'm like,
well,
what the fuck are you talking about? So
old
I
pigs.
That, yeah. And also what they do is that they... when they do the Maxim Top 100, they reward chicks who modeled for them over the course of
well,
the
that's the same. I was looking at Playboy had a list, and it was all chicks. Like Denise Richards was
right,
in there.
Right, right.
Like, well, because she did a spread for you.
Well, she's not on this list.
Right.
And a couple other rules. I needed the chick to be relatively famous. Mm-hmm. There's about one chick I think that I'll have to sort of describe who she is because she's maybe not famous. There's a few of those.
Okay.
But not many. I tried to keep that low. I tried to not repeat too many names from the last time we did this.
Sure.
It's probably 50%, maybe 60% new names.
Okay.
I tried not to include supermodels and
thank you.
Sort of glamour models, Playboy chicks, because there's a couple reasons for that. Number one, they're always made up.
Yeah.
Whenever you see a picture of them, it's always very highly airbrushed. And so I think that's a little unfair. Plus,
yes. They're boring.
They're boring. Some personality has something to bear on this list. So you need a chick that you've seen on like a talk show or that you've seen in an interview. And that's why you're not going to get, I mean, a chick like, who's your girl with the big tits that you love? Keely Hazel.
Sure.
She's not on this list.
Okay.
I mean, she could very well win the whole
thing. She could have won the whole thing, Joel.
She could have won the whole thing. I understand that. But it's a different... We're going for a different
thing. Well, you could have a Brit girl list. I mean, there's all kinds of lists.
She again, she's more of a glamour model. I don't think she's a personality necessarily.
Not in America, no.
She's not... Yeah, and so I thought it would be unfair to put her in there against a chick who's on some TV show.
Right.
Who you just think is cute.
Absolutely.
So this is chicks... Now, the threshold here can be anything you want it to be. But I think it's got to be who you want to fuck.
You said you grandfathered out some names.
I took out a few names, although some of them I did put back in. And we'll talk about them individually as their names come up. But
I'm going to take a guess at one who got bumped.
Okay.
Heather Graham.
Heather Graham's not on the list.
She's in retirement phase.
She's in retirement.
Okay, all right.
And some of these chicks are out of show business. Like, a girl that I think is one of the all-time hottest chicks is Natasha Gregson-Wagner.
What happened to her?
The daughter of Natalie Wood. Looks every bit as hot as Natalie Wood. Got naked in 100 movies. But she's pretty much out of show business. Yeah. I don't even know what she looks like currently. That was another thing, is I needed to know what these chicks look like right now. I didn't want to put chicks that look good in the 90s.
We should have the NIS tournament.
What is the NIS?
The not in show business
tournament. Oh, well, there you go. That's
and what happened to, where are they now?
There's that list, too. But so I wanted to keep this current big celebrity girls, most of them younger. There's a few moms on this list. I didn't discredit women for having children.
A MILF, if you will.
There's a few MILFs on here.
How many GILFs are on there?
Girls you'd like to fuck?
No, grandmothers.
Oh, I don't think there's
like
any.
Like Susan Sarandon.
I don't believe there's
no
a grandmother
Susan Sarandon
on this list. Yes, no Susan Sarandon. So these are younger, newer celebrity, mainly actresses. I tried not to get girls from reality shows.
Demi Moore was on Letterman last night.
Okay, how was that?
Half an inch from the edge.
From the wall?
From the apocalypse.
Oh, shit. It's going to hit her right in the
head. It's really. Her doomsday clock is at 11:55.
Right. I tried not to get chicks who were reality stars. I didn't have any of the chicks from The Hills in this.
Thank you.
I didn't have any of the chicks from Gossip Girl, even though there's tons of hot chicks on that, because I don't feel like you know who they are by name.
Well, it's also safe to assume if I'm not going to know a name, our audience won't know.
Right.
A name.
And these are names that we might have to describe who some of these chicks are. There's one chick.
We're looking out for you, fuckers.
Right. That's right. That's right, Niels.
Mm hmm.
And Calm,
and yeah.
Sean Stone.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll get to this. We're going to go through this. We'll see how this takes the first half, maybe even a little more than the first half.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to debate these. At least in the first round, we're going to be debating longer who's hotter. Anyway, you know.
Is there any other business you want to complete before we get this started?
No, I think what we have to do is...
The douchebag hotline?
Let's plug the douchebag hotline. If you have some problems with it, you can call in 610-552-0746. Now, this guy had a problem with... Who did he have a problem with? I forget who he had a problem with.
This is the kind
I think
of
he had a problem with one of our regulars. But let's hear.
Hey, this is Chris Crocker, Internet Girl Wonder.
Yeah, I don't think it's really him.
Listen, Corey and Joel need your help. They need you to listen to the Corey and Joel radio show.
Oh, he's just on the list.
And if you got anything to say about it, you say it to me.
Well.
So tissues. I need tissues. My mascara is running.
Poor Chris Crocker.
Well, I like the effort. It would have been funnier.
Would have been funnier had
a year ago.
Had the douchebag hotline 6 months ago when that happened.
Yeah, but anyway.
Anyway.
610-552-0746.
Yeah, call in with your thoughts on this show or on. We got to plug some upcoming guests that we'll have questions for.
We need. Yeah.
Well, I think I know. I know for a fact, and I don't know the exact week if it's going to be next week or in 3 weeks or 4 weeks, but John Tenney will be returning.
Okay.
And he has some big news. And if you have a question for John Tenney about UFOs or
big news from John Tenney, I'm scared.
Well, he has a big announcement, sort of, I think. And so we'll get to John. I've hung out with John now the last two Thursdays.
Okay.
I've actually seen John personally. So.
Well, all right.
He has news for our listeners. But if you have a question for John about conspiracies, UFOs, ghosts, the supernatural.
Yes.
Complete bullshit if you want to just yell at him and call him an asshole.
Godzilla movies.
Feel free to call in the Douchebag Island and ask a question for John Tenney.
All right.
Which is one thing you can do. All right, off to the Bay Brackets. Are you ready?
Let's get this shit going.
But I want you to say, again, these are girls that you'd fuck, but also maybe a girl that you have to consider might be a girlfriend. It depends. I mean, you use whatever rationale you want to use, but I'm imploring you to use more of, to be honest.
Yes.
It's okay. You don't have to kill the other girl.
Okay.
You just have to pass one of them by. Okay.
I'm going to do it, Joel. I'm ready. I'm excited. I have not seen your list.
Okay, here we go.
Rock out with Chicago.
Do we have music for this?
All right.
We don't have Sweet Georgia Brown or anything?
Gosh.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who cares? I feel like we need music for this. But it's
remember that clip never works whenever we call
Sweet Georgia Brown? Yeah. We used to have the NCAA championship song. What was that called? I can find that during the break.
Oh,
I'll
you're
see
the
if we
best
can find that. All right.
Around.
No, it was like, it's One Shining Moment.
One Shining Moment.
Isn't that the name of the NCAA song?
Yes.
Maybe we'll have to get that on the break if this takes too long. All right. But here we go. Now, you have to start with the play-in game. You have 65
all right,
games.
A play-in game.
So the first two girls will compete. The winner of this becomes a number 16 seed and immediately will face the number one seed. Now, again, there's four number one seeds. I didn't rank them 1 to 64. Mm-hmm. I ranked them 1 to 16 with four being assigned in each number. And then the lower seeds play the higher seeds until we get typical NCAA fashion, single elimination tournament. So as a first, the last time we did this, the play-in game was Mary-Kate versus Ashley Olsen.
Okay.
Which was entertaining. Yeah, because who the fucking knows what the difference is between those.
Very true.
So I had to get two girls that were similar.
Now, I suggested a Deschanel play-in game.
No, and the problem with that is that, say Zoe Deschanel wins, she's got to take on a number one seed right away, and I ranked her so much higher. And the other one, I didn't really think was hot enough to even make this list.
The lesser Deschanel.
So there was no Deschanel.
I would still take it a pinch.
It's funny. I did this. I literally ranked these girls. And I did pass up what would be natural or humorous matchups just to make it more competitive. Although there still are some humorous matchups, but I tried to make it competitive. Okay.
Okay.
So for the first one, these are two chicks that I don't think really had any chance in the tournament, and they're very similar as far as their looks and their careers. And I know you love both of them, or at least you love one of them a lot.
Sure.
So this is a battle of the British indie pop stars.
Uh-oh.
There we go. I think you even know who I'm talking
about
here.
Here comes a uh-oh.
this is gonna take 10 minutes right here, this play-in game. Now I have the battle of a chick who's somewhat famous here in America, Lily Allen, and sort of her the chick who's followed in her wake and rode her wave of success. Okay, that's Lily Allen there.
Lily Allen.
All right, but we don't have music for all these chicks. So
no.
But her opponent is gonna be a redhead version of Lily Allen named Kate Nash.
Uh-oh.
Who is a freckly-faced, curvy,
she's the,
very cute
girl
next door type. So who do you want of the British indie pop stars? Lily Allen, again, a little more famous.
Oh, yeah.
Lily Allen, we know, just had a miscarriage.
That's kind of hot, though.
The miscarriage is hot?
A little bit. A little bit.
We've heard stories of her drug use and drinking.
I think she fell over a chair intentionally. You know, that's what I'm saying.
She was dating the guy from the Chemical Brothers, who I consider to be the ugly guy from the Chemical Brothers. Maybe that's a good thing for you.
Yeah. Boy,
Kate Nash.
I do like Kate Nash. She's yummy.
Kate Nash, we don't have a lot of information on personally, but she's incredibly cute.
Yeah, I know.
Dresses like a little schoolgirl.
Boy, this
a
is
a lot of
a,
hair bands and knee socks and tights.
You know what? I'm gonna stick with the original.
I'm killing the Kate. I can only take so much of Lily. Please stop.
I like Lily Allen. I am gonna stick with the original.
Oh,
I think Kate Nash is kind of the knockoff.
So, but again, the cute redhead.
There are, but you know what? There are girls who do that better.
Really? The cute, curvy girl next door redhead?
It's pretty good. Okay. It's no Isla Fisher, but it's pretty good.
Right, so we're going to go with Lily Allen.
Yeah, just, you know, I mean, you would. I know. That is totally stunt casting.
Lily Allen
like
wins the play-in game.
All right.
But, of course, the problem with winning the play-in game is you have to take on...
A big challenger.
The number. Should I do this right away, or should I wait till the bottom of this
bracket? Wait till the bottom of the bracket.
Okay, we're going to wait till the bottom of the bracket to play in. So, instead, we'll go to the number nine, number eight matchup.
Okay.
These are always competitive.
All right.
These are very evenly ranked and similar, but number nine is a chick who I wish I could have put her higher, but she's an all-time Corey and Joel Hall of Famer.
Uh-oh.
Another curvy Brit, Kate Winslet. Again, okay. One of our favorites, but has a couple kids. Getting a little long.
She's a veteran. She's been there a while.
She might be horribly old. She might even be my age. That's how old she is. But you know, folks.
She's my age.
She's your age. She's a little younger than me.
All right.
But, and again, a British contemporary actress in the same league, Keira Knightley.
Oh!
So you have Keira Knightley, who is rail thin, who is the number eight seed. So she's the higher seed.
Oh!
It would be a slight upset for Kate Winslet to pull this off.
You're killing me here.
Kate Winslet, Keira Knightley.
Well, if this tournament is based solely on my preferences...
Well, it's based on who do you want.
My evaluation.
It's okay. I mean, they're number nine, number eight. It's not a huge upset. I don't think you're going to get called out too badly if you win with
Know, here's my problem. I'm going with Winslet in this one in an upset. I think she's got the experience, she's a veteran, and she's got the tits. Knightley has no tits to speak of.
Okay, so tits are a big thing for you.
The Knightley almost has, they're almost concave. I mean, they're literally no breasts of any kind.
Okay, so you're going with Kate Winslet over Keira Knightley, a slight upset.
That's hurtful.
I would have had Lily Allen over Kate Nash just based on your rankings as well, so that I didn't consider an upset. But anyway, all right, let's move on to another two mommy actresses.
Okay.
Battling. Number 13 seed is Reese Witherspoon.
Okay.
Versus the number 4 seed, Kate Beckinsale.
Ooh!
So I don't know what division we're in. We're in the Northeast division or something.
Well, yeah, this is a...
The Northwestern
division.
This is
an East-South matchup.
I don't know what this is, but...
Wow. That's a top Beckinsale and a squeaker.
Beckinsale's going to beat out Witherspoon. I agree with that.
Yeah,
again,
okay.
She's a higher seed. Beckinsale really...
Beckinsale was on Craig Ferguson the other night talking about she wasn't wearing panties.
Yeah.
She talks about dyking out.
Okay.
She's a little crazy.
Beckinsale seems like kind of a cunt.
Yeah.
Witherspoon seems like you could actually be your girlfriend, but that might just be kind of the roles they take.
Sure.
They're both pretty equal as far as, you know, status in Hollywood. Yeah. Witherspoon's probably a little bit ahead. Beckinsale's a little hotter, I'd say.
Beckinsale was recently quoted as saying she'd rather eat pussy than sushi. Which I found to be funny.
That's a good quote.
Yeah,
all right, Beckinsale.
Yeah. So there you go.
There you go. All right, here's a battle of...
Undeniably hot. Not to slight Reese Witherspoon.
Not much of a theme here, but we've got a former child star, our number 12 seed.
Okay.
Hilary Duff.
Oh.
Who's been looking good lately. I don't know if you've seen her on Bastard or any of those sites. Looking real good. And she's taking on, again, a new mommy, but to me, one of the all-time hottest chicks, number 5 seed Carrie Russell from Felicity. And,
Waitress.
Waitress and doing
the
some movies now.
Waitress.
She was in Mission Impossible 3.
Oh, boy.
As well? Carrie Russell.
Boy,
so you have sort of a former child star who I don't think you ever really cared about, Hilary Duff. But she is looking good lately. Carrie Russell, a perennial hottie on TV.
Yeah, I know.
But
once again, I think the veteran experience of Carrie Russell is going to put her right over on Hilary Duff.
Is that your final answer?
It's my final pick, yeah.
Carrie Russell, see you, Hilary Duff. See you next year.
Oh, boy.
Again, Carrie Russell was the higher seed, and therefore I thought...
See, I think there's people who do the Hilary Duff thing better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hilary Duff, though, has really nice cans.
I know one
the
of
face
your...
is a little...
If I had made a bracket for you, one of the top seeds in your bracket would beat Hilary Duff.
Okay.
Does the same thing.
You want to tell me who that
Kaylee
was?
Kaylee Cuoco.
Okay. No, well, I disagree with that.
Okay.
I mean, put this: Kaylee Cuoco is not on this list. That's working.
Well, I know she isn't.
All right. But Hilary Duff. Hilary Duff has a little bit of a horse face. That could be a knock against her.
Yeah.
And Carrie Russell Moore.
She was really good in Seabiscuit.
Carrie Russell has an old Hollywood Grace Kelly type look.
That she does.
And Hilary Duff looks like
it's almost over for Carrie. Carrie Russell's
That's
on her
I
last
mean.
Legs.
But
me.
I had her as a number 5 seed. I had her high. Okay, the number 14 seed, another former child star, plenty of drug use. We've talked about her recently on the show. Katie Jean loved her tits.
Yeah.
And that's Lindsay Lohan.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Redhead, pale. You like it. Here's another pale chick.
I believe the term is fire crotch.
Much higher in stature on the show business scale, but a brunette. Number three seed, Anne Hathaway. Anne Hathaway, the favorite over Lindsay Lohan. What do you say, Corey?
Jesus Christ.
I'm saying it. Oh. What do you do?
I like the Lohan spread as well.
Yeah.
But I think she's just overexposure.
Too much of her.
You know, she played back-to-back games the night before this and just tired out.
And well, the drug use can work against her here.
Hathaway, by the way, was in a movie called Havoc in which she was crazy naked.
She was naked and blowing guys and getting
Cholos were running bustos on her.
Yeah, which that was a pretty good scene. Sometimes you see Anne Hathaway on the red carpet and she looks like a clown. She's very pale and she wears a lot of heavy makeup, but I think Anne Hathaway does have a great body. And again, Lohan's just a little too much
She's
of a skank.
She's playing Agent 99 in Get Smart. Yes. So there you go.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
That's
all right.
A close call. I mean, you would think, what was Lindsay ranked? What was her?
It was 14 against a 3.
Wow.
So Anne Hathaway's a 3 seed.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Okay, here we go. A number 11 seed. Again, I dipped into sort of reality television on only a couple occasions.
Okay.
But I did this again. I think you're going to really be, and this could be an upset here. The number 11 seed is from this one of the stars of Mythbusters, Carrie Byron.
Oh!
Very attractive.
11 seed.
Indie rock chick. Well,
yeah, okay.
She's not that famous. You have to see her. She's
sure.
She's going up against number 6 seed, a classic Hollywood beauty, at least a modern version of that, Sienna Miller.
Oh, boy.
So you have Sienna Miller, who's kind of an it girl, very much kind of a young Mia Farrow vibe you get from her. Seen her naked on the beach and in movies, and she's a very attractive. I mean, really one of the girls that girls tend to find very attractive as well. But Carrie Byron is, I know, your type as far as busty
Joel,
redhead, kind of a nerd.
Pencil in the Cinderella because
Sienna
Miller bores me.
Really?
She's boring. Okay. I've seen better. I've seen other stuff.
So
they made that stupid
Carrie
movie
Byron.
Stardust.
Okay.
And the guy, like, had to choose between Sienna Miller and Claire Danes. And I'm like, oh, take Danes any day.
Well,
Sienna Miller bores me, and I there's
Claire
something
Danes,
about her.
Claire Danes didn't make the list, by the way.
I know. But, I'm just saying it's an example. Okay. And there's a girl with no tits, but still.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
Carrie Byron over.
I thought it was going to be Carrie Byron versus the girl from Smash Lab.
You know, I didn't put the girl from Smash Lab on because I don't even know her name offhand. But
I thought that was going to be.
We had that conversation.
That was going to be the play-in game.
We had that conversation off the air.
That girl's got a little bit of a snaggletooth.
Okay.
Check out Smash Lab.
Smash Lab's kind of a good show.
Dorks would like that show.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go to the next bracket here. A number 10 versus a number 7, so fairly evenly matched. Number 10 is Russian tennis star Maria Sharapova.
Ooh.
Certainly a good-looking girl. Against an American hottie, number 7 seed, Ivanka Trump, the daughter of Donald Trump, who appears on The Apprentice and a lot of talk shows, has a massively huge rack.
She really does.
But the face kind of looks a little too much like Donald sometimes. But Maria Sharapova, certainly a hot, athletic body. You can't fault anything wrong with
Sharapova.
If we were
going strictly, they're both milky and pale. Yeah. If we were going strictly on breasts.
They both have a European kind of vibe to them.
Ivanka would win this in a walk-off if it was tits only. But for the total package, Sharapova is.
Sharapova,
hard to beat on the court.
It's another upset.
Sharapova is smoking hot.
She was the lower seed. She was the 10 seed. Okay.
Sharapova is so hot, I will actually watch women's tennis.
Yeah.
To try and now, women's tennis used to be the golden age of spanking.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like in the early 90s, when I was in like high school and stuff.
Yeah.
Gabriella
Sabatini.
Yeah, you could spank it all day. I mean, you could get.
I saw Gabriella Sabatini at a Burger King in London during Wimbledon.
Did you?
She had been eliminated already, and she was.
Oh,
sitting
so she
in,
was in the.
She
Burger,
was in the Burger King.
Like, fuck it, I'm out.
Yeah, she was in like Piccadilly Circus at Burger King.
Sure.
Sitting in the booth next to me with a bunch of people. Look
I mean Monica Seles in her day.
In her day, not on Dancing with the Stars but
hell, I even liked Steffi Graf a little bit.
Did you really?
Yeah, I'm a little crazy like that.
Okay.
All right.
All right, let's go to the, this is a battle of the blondes, I've dubbed this.
Okay.
The number 15 seed in this bracket is perennial blonde bust bimbo Jessica Simpson.
Okay.
Versus, to me, I made her a number 2 seed in your world, but certainly there's really no need to do the brackets because this chick would win hands down in my bracket. The beautiful blonde 19-year-old dancer from Dancing with the Stars, Julianne Hough.
Oh, yeah.
Who was dancing with Adam Carolla this season and won with Helio Castroneves last year and with Apollo Antenona before that. I mean, you've got certainly the tight dancer's body of Julianne Hough. 19, never been kissed. Very virginal and pure looking.
Never been kissed.
Well, Carolla went on Stern and said that he believes she's a virgin.
Mm.
So Carolla was
Did
talking
he check?
About her. He claims she's a Mormon and not sexual.
What was the seedings again here? What was the
It's a number 2 versus a number 15. I have Jessica Simpson very low because I think she has a busted face.
Shit.
She's a little played out. She was a horrible actress.
Now, there's not a Simpson sister playing game either.
There is. We'll get to the other Simpson, but...
I'm going with the upset-minded...
Okay.
What?
You're going to go with Jessica Simpson.
I'm going with Jessica Simpson.
Explain to me.
Jessica Simpson has a classically perfect body.
Really? I think she's short and stubby.
Julianne Hough is, you know, kind of a...
her face is perfect. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. I think you're more into her than I am.
Dude, Stern goes on about her every day. And
that bores me.
Jessica Simpson, you like? That's like
over Julianne Hough.
She's like the least classiest chick in this whole tournament. She's the biggest gank.
And you know what? That goes a little.
Simpson.
Look, Jessica Simpson is a backdoor kind of girl. Do you know what I'm saying? That's a party bitch. Okay,
well,
that's a.
I'm hating your whole thing.
All right,
I hate you right now.
Okay, fine.
I can't believe you did that. But whatever, it's your.
By the way, who wants a virgin?
You can play at home.
I don't
know. That's
who wants a virgin?
I don't. Know.
I don't want a. I want a girl that knows what she's doing.
All right, let me go back to the top
Simpson's
of this.
A dummy who's made to fuck.
I got to go back to the top of the regional after the play-in game.
Right, okay.
Because we have Lily Allen, who won the play-in game, against number 1 seed Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, that's a shame
just,
for Lily Allen.
I can just fill
it?
This right in, right?
I love Lily Allen. She's cute. She's adorable. I like her music, but can't beat ScarJo.
Well, I just figured...
ScarJo's got an album, by the way.
Does she? Oh, yeah. But isn't she doing more like dance music?
We're going to have to compare the Deschanel versus the Scarlett Johansson album.
That could be entertaining.
When we get that Scarlett Johansson album.
All right, so let's go down to the next
God, that's a tough matchup for Lily Allen. Lily Allen, I really do like. I think she's adorable. But boy, she can't beat that.
All right. Here's the number 16 seed in the next bracket. We're going down to the...
That's like Valpo versus
Southwest.
UNC.
The Southwest Regional here. Okay, we have star of the Harry Potter movies, who is now legal.
Oh, yeah!
Emma Watson.
Hermione! She was...
What's her character's name? I've never seen a Harry Potter
Hermione.
Movie. Hermione, that's her name.
Joseph Zhu had her as an avatar
I remember that. Yes. He had an upskirt of her.
On her form.
But she's going up against a very tough competition. The number 1 seed in this bracket.
Okay.
Is a star of, what was she the star? Veronica Mars.
Oh,
Forgetting
Kristen
Sarah Marshall.
Bell.
Kristen Bell from grew up approximately 1.5 miles from the Corey and Joel studios.
She grew up in my hometown.
Local girl. Kristen Bell against Emma Watson. It's a number 1 versus a 16. I think it's an easy decision.
I'm sticking with H Dubs and the hometown pride.
Yeah.
She's a redshirt freshman.
Rising talent. Yeah.
She's got room to grow. She's going to do well in future tournaments, but I haven't seen enough from her. I've seen Belle in a bikini.
Right. She's in a bikini in this new movie.
The most I've seen of Emma Watson's in like a skirt at a premiere.
Yeah. Emma Watson's she'll be long
she's
in
gonna,
this tournament.
Believe me. She's a redshirt freshman.
Absolutely.
She's gonna, years to come to battle and compete.
All right, so now I've got a Battle of the Singers, the number 9 seed. It's number 9 versus number 8. These are both singers.
Okay.
Singers. Singers.
What are you from, Long Island?
Hey, two singers. This girl, the first girl is the number 9 seed against 9 against 8. Number 9 is a star of American Idol. I don't know how familiar you are with her, but I'm sure you've seen pictures of her anyway. Catherine McPhee.
Sure.
Very gorgeous, tall brunette.
Yes.
Shapely, big hands, nice face, the whole thing. And it's the number 8 seed. Our sole, I believe this would be our only Blake.
We have a Blake.
Do we have a black?
The black is a better athlete to begin
well,
with.
Well, now, if this was an athletic tournament,
to be that way.
Jimmy would
because
be correct.
Because of his high thighs and big thighs that goes up into his
but
back.
Does she have thighs that go up into her back?
Well, we'll see. Actually, this chick does have thighs that go up into her back.
Yeah.
She's actually, maybe they only go halfway up into her back because I think she's half and half. But it's, of course, the girl we've talked about many times, Alicia Keys.
Oh.
The number 8 seed, Alicia
Keys.
Oh. Catherine McPhee. Completely different, both hot.
Oh, yeah.
Catherine McPhee, very tall, statuesque. Alicia Keys, I think, a little more short and squat.
You know,
Alicia Keys, gorgeous face on both of them.
Boy, Keys is a big old box muncher, isn't she?
You get the vibe that she's not that into guys, but we don't really know for a fact. But
boy, she
you don't see her getting boned by a lot of these
boy,
guys.
Why couldn't Lily Allen draw her? Because she could probably beat that.
Catherine McPhee. Alicia Keys, we need an answer.
McPhee.
Catherine McPhee.
It's a that's kind of a no win for me. I'm not
well,
into,
again, it's a
I'm
slight,
not really into either one. Really.
I have it as a slight upset then. Okay, number nine right, over right, number right. eight. Not a big deal. Okay, let's go to number 13.
That happens in these kind of things.
Here's two hostesses, television hostesses, mm-hmm. who also dabble in acting.
Okay.
And two brunette TV hostesses.
We flying through this thing?
No, we're really struggling on this. We're going to complete this in October, but it's fine. We'll keep all doing right. it until we're done. All Who right. gives a shit? All right, number 13 seed. From, I believe, Access Hollywood, also works for the NBC. I don't know what she worked for. Maria Menounos.
Maria Menounos.
Hot Greek girl. Again, star of G4's whatever the fuck awful show that I hate, Olivia Munn.
Oh, boy.
Olivia Munn, Maria
Attack
Menounos.
Attack of the Show.
Attack of the Show is Olivia Munn. Olivia Munn, I believe, is half Japanese.
Yes, she is.
And Maria Menounos is Greek. Both very sexy girls.
Goddamn, those half Japanese girls do it to me every time.
Olivia Munn, very sexy but kind of annoying.
Little bit.
Very
but,
chatty. Maria Menounos could be annoying in her own right,
Maria Menounos is more annoying, and I'll tell you why.
In what way?
Olivia Munn will sit and play some Xbox with you.
Yeah.
She'll go watch a zombie movie. And she'll, you know, swallow your load.
Okay.
Maria Menounos is like, if it's not a Bentley and fucking caviar, she's not rolling.
She's high maintenance.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with Munn on that one.
Olivia Munn. Well, it was, you know, the seating was there for
I've seen Munn's Maxim spread, too, and it's terrific.
Yeah. You say she's getting naked in a movie.
That's the story I've heard, yeah.
We'll have to wait for that movie. But
Maria
Menounos.
She recreated the Phoebe Cates from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, did she really? I don't know.
For like a Maxim spread.
Oh, okay.
Looks terrific.
That, does it? She's a good-looking girl. I mean, she's not. She's very much. She looks very approachable. Yeah. And she doesn't look too hot like Maria Menounos, who seems a little uptight. So I
was watching the Today Show recently, speaking of G4 and its...
Yes.
It's Origins.
I know who you're going to talk
about. Yeah, and I'm seeing, like, there's a segment on, like, new stuff for Baby.
Yeah, I told you she was on there.
Yeah, and it took me, like, about 4 or 5 minutes into the segment to realize that it was Kat Schwartz.
Kat Schwartz, former host of a lot of, I forget, what was the show called before it was Attack of the
Show?
It was
The Screensavers.
Yeah, she was a co-host on
and
that.
I used to spank it too quite frequently.
Yeah, Kat Schwartz, a really good-looking girl.
Yeah, and I didn't recognize her. She's got this like kind of mommy vibe.
She's
now.
Doing tech mommy blog.
It was
or
still
website.
Cute and stuff, but
she's still cute. But she's not playing up the hotness.
I didn't
anymore.
Realize it was her for a minute.
Yeah, she might be downplaying her looks a little bit for the Today
she's
Show.
Walking Lester Abrams through, you know how to
Lester Holt,
sorry,
or the other guy's Abrams, Dan Abrams. But I think it was probably Lester Holt. Was
probably Lester Holt or whoever was sitting there going, here's a baby monitor that you can with a video.
I can't believe you can do that with a.
And I'm like, well, first of all, why am I watching this segment?
Well, Today Show has a million of those type of people that just come on and show. Electronics, or some people come on and show fitness stuff.
Sure.
Push on. And she's on there, I'd say she's on there once a month.
That sounds like a good gig to have.
I've seen her on there a few times, sure.
That's a good gig. You're like, here's the new kitchen appliances. Yeah.
So Kat Schwartz is not on this list either. But
I'm usually half awake when that show's on.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I know. I watch it, I turn it on in the morning. And
I'm like, not even aware of it.
It looks good in HD.
Yeah.
It's a good HD show. Okay.
Who are those idiots that stand out and wait for that?
Some fucking idiots. I have no idea.
There were like people singing Rocky Top.
Yeah.
The Tennessee theme song.
But you know what the worst thing?
Like, why did you come to New York to sing Rocky Top?
When people show up when like something really awful happens.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they're outside cheering, and, like, they never even go outside.
Right.
Because, you know, they're reporting on some terrorist bombing in Jakarta.
And there's still people
and
with, like,
woo! Right.
Indianapolis loves the Today Show!
And, like, Al Roker never goes outside or anything. It's very sad. By the way, I'm a big Al Roker fan. Have I talked
Are
about
you really?
Al? I think Al's very talented. I think he gets enough credit. I think he's a guy who's actually funny.
Really?
Yeah, I love Al.
Do you ever watch his... He's got, like, Food Network shows.
I've never seen those, but Al is, like... When he does an interview, he does kind of good interviews. He's very funny, and I mean, compared to like somebody Regis who does nothing.
You would probably like he goes on the road and eats ice cream and shit. You know what I mean? It's like
I like Al.
Yeah, it's Al Roker. I mean, it's called Roker on the Road.
Really?
And it's like he goes and finds a barbecue joint.
You
and
would
eats
think
it.
That I would hate a guy like Al Roker as a no talent weatherman, but I think he's kind of funny.
Wow. Okay.
I think he's kind of like he's got
you know
he's
funny
spontaneously funny.
When he was in the hurricane and the cameraman was holding him down. Remember that?
Did you ever see him and Matt Lauer on the two-man luge? Where they were in, like, spandex outfits, right, and they were lying
let's
on top of
let's get back
it.
To heterosexual.
Yeah,
we're
taking the hot chicks. Forget about Al Roker and his spandex
let's
suit.
Talk about chubby black man, Al Roker.
Okay, this first chick, the number 12 seed, I barely even know what she's in. I don't even know if I've seen her movie, but she's certainly a hot chick. You see pictures of her, Rachel McAdams.
Mm.
Against the number 5 seed, a Corey Hall fave, maybe even a little lowly ranked for you.
Sure.
She's got a lot of work to do. She got a low seed for you, I think. Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Ouch!
She's a new mommy.
Ouch!
She dropped a couple of points, maybe. She was probably in there 3 years ago, but Maggie Gyllenhaal, Rachel McAdams.
Man, that's a very, you gave me a very tough matchup there because I happen to like McAdams.
Do you really? What is she in, by the way?
Rachel McAdams is in all kinds of movies. She was in Red Eye. She was in The Notebook.
Okay.
She's been in a lot of movies you probably wouldn't care about. Yeah.
Is she the chick that's dating Marilyn Manson or is that somebody else?
Somebody else. Is it? Boy, Rachel McAdams is very hot, although almost too perfect.
Really? Because I just had her, the fame quotient held her back a little bit. I didn't see her being.
And I'll tell you what, in anybody else's bracket, Maggie Gyllenhaal would lose this one.
Yeah, but she's going to.
But win. I got to stick with my girl, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you.
Got to dance with the one that brung you know?
Gyllenhaal is one of your all-time favorites.
Gyllenhaal will drop her clothes.
Yeah, I know.
You know, you wave a fiver in her face
and say
it's for art. And boom, cooch is out.
Maggie's a very not classic beauty in her face.
But she's sexy.
She's very tall and kind of gangly. Her tits are kind of like fried eggs. But, yeah, she does. It does
work
for her.
They're not fried eggs. Come on.
They're kind of fried eggs. Come on.
They're not the best tits in the world.
They're a little bit. They're nice. I like them. She's cute.
But yeah.
But the good thing is she can go brawless with those tits. They're not that big that you often see pokies on.
Boy, McAdams got a bum deal there.
All right, well,
I think if she got a different seed, she would
have been
better.
I'm telling you, this is a tough list this year.
Wow.
It's not easy.
That's very tough.
It's very tough.
Oh,
let's go to the number 14 seed in this bracket, a perennial all-star who really just barely made the tournament this year, I have to say. She now, you might know her as Willow on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, a star of How I Met Your Mother.
Boy, talk about clinging.
Classic redhead, Allison Hannigan.
Yeah, okay.
Classic redhead cutie. She's the number 14 seed. She has another TV mainstay who is working her way into the film quickly. Number 3 seed, Mila Kunis from That 70s Show, soon to be in Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Really one of the hottest chicks. You see pictures of Mila Kunis, and you're like, that's the hottest chick in the world.
I so hate you for making me do this.
But you see Kunis, and you can't not want to fuck her. She's gorgeous.
I'll tell you what, if this was
there's almost no reason. Although I think she banged Macaulay Culkin. Mm-hmm. That could be a knock against her.
Well,
Hannigan is now married and 32
That is a knock against
old.
Her because she's had sex with a gay man.
Well, you claim he's gay. I don't know.
If I've never met a gay man, I met Macaulay Culkin, and he was as gay as the day is long.
The only thing we know about him who was gay is that he might have slept with Michael Jackson. That's it.
Well, that apparently had an impact
that
on
might
him.
Have.
I'm going to. Yeah, he did.
I'll tell you what. I would sleep
he
with.
He banged that chick, Rachel Minor. He was like married to her.
I would sleep with Michael Jackson if I could sleep with Mila Kunis. I'd be willing to do that. Yeah,
that was a one for one.
Absolutely,
that was the trade.
Sure, certainly.
Right. If
yes,
Michael Jackson was the player to be named Lair.
I would sleep with Michael to sleep with Mila Kunis.
Boy,
can I just write Kunis's name?
Yeah, just go ahead. It's you know, if this was the 2005 tournament, Hannigan could go Final Four.
I wonder if this is gonna bleed into other shows. We'll have to do the later. I don't know. We'll see how this is going. Okay, I think this is entertaining. Okay, here's a battle of super big box office, big budget box office movies. Okay, the star of Superman Returns, Kate Bosworth.
Okay,
played Lois Lane.
Yeah,
blonde, I believe from Australia originally. Kate Bosworth, or is she? She might be American.
I think she's American.
Is she American? Okay. Versus number 6 seed star of Transformers, Megan Fox.
Oh, boy.
Okay, here's the down. Kate Bosworth is kind of a bag of bones. She looks good in pictures, but I think she's way too thin for us. Megan Fox, super hot body, has a lot of really scary tattoos when she's not in a movie and you see her for real. She's also been the longtime girlfriend of one of the all-time douchebags in Hollywood, Brian Austin Green from Beverly Hills 90210, who still fucks her.
Yeah.
So she's got a lot working against her, Megan Fox.
She looked real good in Transformers.
She did look great in Transformers. So
that's enough to
who
80s,
do you go with?
The Brian Austin.
Are you
enough.
Looking at pictures of these chicks?
Bosworth is all American. She's from L.A.
Is she really? Okay, Bosworth, you're going to say?
Boy, I got.
It's an 11 against a 6,
now,
by the
see,
way.
Now I'm defined.
Megan Fox is the 6 seed.
I just said Gyllenhaal was sluttier, and that's why she was moving on. And then. Yet Megan Fox is completely gutter
sluttier.
Yeah,
she's
and that's
garbage.
Hurting her in this case.
So So you're going to go with the upset, Kate Bosworth.
Kate Bosworth's one of those girls that's so perfect, like her asshole's like a Barbie doll.
I think she's skinny. I'm not a fan.
Really?
She had a mustache in Superman, I thought. Oh boy. You could see it on
I'm still face. Feeling bad about McAdams. I really. Now, well, McAdams could have cleaned Bosworth's clock here. It's all about matchups.
You know, Rachel McAdams, I didn't know that much about, and I didn't know what your thoughts of her were. So she got...
It's about matchups, Joel. It's just
a
bad
Kate
matchup.
Bosworth was an 11 seed, and Rachel McAdams was a 12 seed.
So. I'm saying McAdams could have done better with a different draw.
Well, let's go to, I don't know, these are both two stars of TV, the number 10 seed.
I'm just thinking about how ridiculous this whole thing is.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
I spent 5-6 hours doing this.
Did you?
Thing, yes.
All right.
Number 10 seed, another star of Buffy.
Two of the fattest, chubbiest pricks in the world.
Michelle Trachtenberg, the number 10
seed. Oh, my shit.
She's almost the new
Holy
Scarlett Johansson. Big tits.
They're not that big, are they?
Yeah, they're good. They're nice.
What, did she get implants?
No, she looks good, though.
She was in Eurotrip.
She has a Scarlett Johansson look about her now. She has the big, giant lips and the milky skin that you like. So she's the number 10 seed. She's actually the underdog in this bracket against number 7 seed, former star of the OC and now doing her own thing, Rachel Bilson.
Oh,
very,
boy.
Very
oh,
sort of
oh.
girl next door cutie pie, Rachel Bilson.
Oh, talk about a tough matchup.
Trachtenberg is looking real good lately. I mean, I saw red carpet shots of her in the last week and really good stuff. Really, really nice.
Oh, boy.
Almost a dark-haired version of Scarlett Johansson at this point.
Oh, my
So she's a rising star.
See, Bilson and McAdams are kind of the same girl.
Okay.
In a certain way.
All right.
Oh, man. I don't know if I can properly do this, but this is a double overtime. Buzzer
let me
beater.
Let me give you a little thing. I think Michelle Trachtenberg seems cooler. Again, I think she seems like a chick you can hang out
you're
with.
You're prejudicing the
Well, I'm
the,
just
the glad
I'm just putting my own spin. Bilson seems a little uptight.
Wasn't Bilson in that Zach Braff movie?
She was in Perfect Kiss or The Last Kiss, I think she was in.
That's it. You're out.
You're out.
Trachtenberg wins.
Okay.
That you know what? That Zach Braff movie is about the gayest movie ever made by a
Trachtenberg,
man.
Trachtenberg, very young. I believe Trachtenberg's maybe 21 or something, too, which can either be good or bad, depending upon how you look at
well,
it.
Well, she was I feel almost bad about it because she was on a show called The Adventures of Pete and Pete. That was a Nickelodeon show.
Yeah.
And, you know, she was awful. 1985.
Yeah, so she's 20, going to be 23 this year. She's 22. So.
Oh, boy.
Okay, final, this is the final half of the 32, and then we got 32 more.
Oh, my God.
I know. We might have to take a break after this one.
All right.
Closing
out, which is this, the Midwest Regional?
This is the Southwest Regional.
Southwest Regional.
I'm going south, northwest, southwest, then we'll go northeast and southeast. Okay. I don't know if there really is a Midwest, but... Okay, let's go to number 15 seed. I believe this girl is either Spanish or Filipino. She's, again, more of a personality, although she acted last week on How I Met Your Mother. She was a guest star. She's also known for dating Nick Lachey and Derek Jeter. That would be Vanessa Manillo.
Okay.
Very hot girl. Maybe your type, so I didn't rank her I-15.
All right.
Against the number 2 seed. One of your all-time favorites. Let's see how she holds up. I'm actually shocked I gave her a 2 seed looking at it now, but... All-time favorite redhead, Alicia Witt.
Moving it on.
All right, is it just over? Is it just...
No, that's just... I just don't even like Manillo at all, so...
You just don't like her look?
I'm just not into
it. She's got a very hard look, but she's big tits.
You just gave me her boyfriend credentials, and...
Yeah.
I got a little tuck job
Derek
going on.
Derek Jeter and Nick Lachey. Well, Jessica Simpson, who married Nick Lachey, you had no problem
fucking
with.
Fucking Nick Lachey. Yeah, I know.
I can't believe you took her over Julianne Hough. I'll let you do a do-over there.
Witt should have...
You know, we'll go back to the tape. We're reviewing the buzzer beater.
Honestly, Witt should be in the NIS tournament. She's a real Cinderella in here.
Ooh, Vanessa Manillo, not in show business? She's barely hanging on. No, she's on She's on one of the CSI shows now.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Now I'm going to have to watch a goddamn CSI show.
She's on the one that's on USA Network, Criminal Intent, I think she's on. Yeah.
Hokey fucking smoke.
But again, that's more your liking than everybody else. She'd barely make the list with anyone else, but
well,
I put her in here.
Whatever.
Against
I'm a huge fan. All right.
Manillo Witt. Time to decide.
That's
Witt, right?
Witt. It's not even an issue.
All right, here's what we're going to do.
What's really sad is she's about 10 days younger than me, and she's old. She's an old bag, by the way.
All right, so let's take a break. I know it's a late break, but we're going to play She and Him right now. We'll play a quick song from them. We'll come back. 32 more brackets. We'll get through this, and I hope you're enjoying this.
You're making me pull my heart out, Joel.
Play along with us. Download it from the forum or the mailing list. Get your own babe brackets and play along. Corey is sweating. He's rubbing his face. He's having a hard time of it. Woo. Oh, my God.
Ooh, the excitement.
Tried but didn't make it. Settle down. It's never what you think. The summit doesn't differ from the deep, dark valley. And the valley doesn't differ from the kid.
She and Him. Corey and Joel Radio Show is back. The babe brackets continue, baby.
It's awesome, baby.
Here we go. Couple quick announcements. Get on the mailing list. 20 extra minutes of Mike Lundy. If you enjoyed last week's show, Mike was very drunk, and he ran down the career of Martin Lawrence in film. It was very funny.
Mike was out of his mind drunk. By the way, Mike was defending Kwame Kilpatrick, the mayor
Jesus
who was
Christ.
Arraigned today. On 8 charges.
He was defending him on our show.
Yeah. He's like, well, if he can still make money for the city.
Yeah.
Today, arraigned in court for charges ranging from perjury to obstruction of justice.
They went to the same high school.
Oh, okay. Cass Tech.
Cass Tech, yeah. So he's defending
CT in the Hills?
Yeah. So. All right. Anyway, get on the mailing list. Don't forget about the douchebag hotline if you're enjoying the Bay Bracket. 610-552-0746. Call in and tell us who won your Bay Bracket.
Yes.
Play along with us. Download this list and
when
get it.
And unless you're Niels, and then we know
that none of these chicks are
hot
enough.
Some Thai hooker is the only woman hot enough for you.
Wow.
Sorry, Ema Sumac isn't in this. I know you like him exotic.
All right. Well, we just played She and Him, so why don't we get into the...
I like the genitals to be as brown as a coconut.
We're back to the top now. This would be the Northeast Regional bracket. We're going to go right to the number 16 seed, who is star of Ugly Betty, America Ferrera.
Oh, okay.
Who we actually both saw on an award show and said we'd both fuck, so I thought
okay,
she could
right,
have
sure,
a place in
sure.
here. But a lowly number 16 seed
okay.
against number 1 seed in this regional. We just played her music. She's multi-talented, star of film, star of records, star of Corey's masturbatory fantasies.
Yes.
The one and only Zooey Deschanel.
Oh, if only we had a clip right now.
Of what?
Of
you beating off?
No, of Pastor Wright from Trinity Church in Chicago.
Doing what?
In which he's the Obama's pastor.
What did he say about Zooey Deschanel?
No, he had a big sermon where he's like, God bless America. I say, God damn America.
Oh, okay, I don't even know that.
Yeah, you don't even know that?
I hear that guy and I turn off the channel. I don't know what that is. But America Ferrera loses, right?
I mean, yeah. God damn America. That's what I say.
Okay. Yeah, and America Ferrera, you look, I'd throw her one, certainly. I think we all would.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Look, being on the list should be enough for
this
her.
Is like when Oakland University got to the tournament. You know, just good enough to be there.
Sure. All right. We got number 9, number 8. These are always tough. Mm-hmm. We have another star. Mm-hmm. Another half Filipino. And
oh.
Another star of Dancing with the Stars. Very hot. A 2-time winner. Very hot.
My yellow fever's gone down, by the way.
Really?
I used to have rampant yellow fever.
Oh, you had that looked at.
I had it treated. Yeah.
Cheryl Burke.
Oh, okay.
Star of Dancing with the Stars.
All right, all right.
Very hot. She doesn't even look Filipino. She doesn't look like a coconut eater.
Didn't
but
she bang one of the Lakeys, the Lachies?
Drew Lachey was her partner, and they're claiming that they were banging. I think he was married at the time.
Yeah.
Seems scandalous. But she's up against another, the what many people have considered the lesser Simpson, although I think she's coming to her own. She had a nose job. She's looking hot to me. I love her.
Mm.
Ashley Simpson versus Cheryl Burke. Go ahead, Corey.
Oh,
Ashley Simpson, not really known for being talented in any way.
I'm going to have to deliberate
she
on
had
this
a
for
few
a minute. Now, I advanced
it's a number 8 versus a number 9.
I advanced one Simpson sister, and some would say I advanced the wrong
And
Simpson.
Ironically, just for the record, they both are competing against girls from Dancing with the Stars.
Weird.
Hey.
And I know everyone wants that classic matchup. They want to see the Battle of the Simpsons.
Well, they
would. That's not going to happen
they
today.
Would be meeting in the finals if they were to meet.
It's not going to happen today.
Well, I think Ashley wins
Cheryl
the
Burke. Bad. Cheryl Burke is going right through.
Jesus Christ. All right.
What?
I thought you were going to go with Ashley. I know you hate Ashley Simpson because she's an idiot, and I know that's a big thing for you.
I personally prefer...
Although Jessica Simpson's the biggest idiot on the planet.
Completely
and you
stupid.
Still took her.
I know.
That I don't understand. But anyway.
Sometimes there's upsets, Joel.
Let's move
on. Well,
you
don't like Cheryl Burke?
I love Cheryl Burke. Okay. It's an 8 and a 9. They're tough. It's tough. You might... If you were doing my tournament... Julianne Hough and Ashley Simpson would be like maybe 2 number 1 seeds or a 1 and a 2. Like I love both of them. Cheryl Burke I like too, but you know. Anyway. Let's go to number 13. This is another former child star.
Okay.
I believe did you interview this chick possibly? I'm thinking you might have, but maybe not. Amanda Bynes.
Yes, I did.
You did interview Amanda Bynes in LA once. Mm-hmm. And she's up against the number
one
4
of the most
seed.
Boring human being.
Yeah, I know and
I've ever had the
I think Amanda Bynes
of-
is
Being real, in a room with.
I think she's real cute, but I know you interviewed her, and so I ranked her low. She's up against number 4, a chick that's one of the top chicks of current scene, Jessica Biel.
Oh, boy.
Great ass, great tits on Jessica Biel. Again, accused of being a lesbian in some circles. I don't know that that's true, Jessica Biel.
So.
But,
I believe this is what happens when a girl meets a woman. Biel in a walk away.
So
just a laugher.
Okay, there you go.
Cruising right
a
past.
Blowout. Bar.
Sure.
Okay.
Bynes might have had a shot against America Ferrera, but
well, again, she was the lowest seed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sorry. Biel will smoke that right away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'm looking at my list and I realized I screwed up.
Uh oh.
I've listed a chick twice.
Did you really?
We'll
skip that game and
we'll come back to that. I'm trying to think of a chick I can throw in here, so we'll come back to that maybe. Or maybe I should just advance the chick on principle that she's playing against.
No, I think we need to.
I don't know how I screwed this up because I had a list of chicks and I thought.
Don't you have a list of alternates?
Who's going to be an alternate here? Well, who's a chick I didn't use?
Where's your original list?
It's on the computer. Well, hold on a second.
All right.
This is like a fucking huge list. All right, I'm going to give you a name.
We need a play-in game now.
All right, the chick I listed twice was Hillary Duff, so we need another Hillary Duff type. How did I fuck this up?
Kaylee Cuoco.
All right, Kaylee Cuoco. All right, I'm going to have to amend that for the...
All right, for the message
She's
board.
The star now. She's on a top show. I guess she can count. She would be the number 14 seed, I guess, in this bracket, or the number 13 seed. Was it the 12 seed? Against number 5 seed, and only because she's pregnant, she's got to take a few points down. Jessica Alba. Kaylee Cuoco, Jessica Alba.
Boy.
Now, I know you can hate Jessica Alba because she seems stuck up.
I do hate Jessica Alba.
Yeah, she seems like a real bitch.
She's the worst actress.
She's a really terrible actress.
In the history of the world.
But do you want Kaylee Cuoco? She's kind of... I liked her on the Eight Simple Rule show.
Now
but,
she's on The Big Bang Theory.
And she's on The Big Bang Theory, and she's not that hot.
Let's face it. She's a poor man, Sarah Chalke. But...
whoever that is.
It's from Scrubs.
Okay, let's... Come on.
I got to go with Alba, but it's hurting me.
Well, we've got Battle of the Jessicas for the next round, then, so that's good.
Yeah, all well, right. Alba got lucky calls from the officials.
I'm sorry, the Mandy Moore thing. I thought I had this.
It's a real, it's a real bummer. No, you didn't have Mandy Moore in there, did you?
We haven't gone through everybody yet, Corey Hall.
All right. I feel bad for Cuoco, who got called up as an alternate and then got crunched.
It's funny you mentioned Mandy Moore, because she's the next goddamn name on the list. She's a low seed this year. She's a 14 seed.
You said Mandy Moore seconds ago.
Did I?
Yeah, that's why I thought you mentioned Mandy. Okay. All right, go ahead.
We're getting to Mandy Moore. She's gotcha. Next. We haven't gone through Mandy Moore yet. Number 14 seed against number 3 seed, almost in the out of show business.
I've also interviewed Mandy Moore.
And what did you think of her?
Terrific.
Okay.
Yeah.
But she's kind of a big, giant, tall beast of a woman, I think, more than people think.
She
was a child star.
I think beast is going a little
I think
far.
She's like 5'11", though. She would tower over the both of us.
No, she wouldn't.
Yeah.
I'm 5'11".
Nigga, please. You're like 5'10", if you're anything.
Come on.
Anyway,
I'm 5'11".
But I hear she's very tall and kind of thick a little bit now.
Mm-hmm.
More like she was a former child star. She came up, she was probably 14 or 15. But she's taking on number 3, almost out of show business, star of 24 and a bunch of bad horror movies, Alicia Cuthbert.
Boy, she would be the number 1 seed in the NIS.
The almost not in show business. But,
boy.
Super hot, though. Alicia Cuthbert is like, wow, she would be one of my number 1 chicks, I think, if I was doing this.
Mm.
I mean, she's just a beautiful blonde, great face, all-time classic beauty, blonde hair, blue eyes, red lips, yes. Everything's working.
Into hockey players.
Just a great chick, Alicia Cuthbert, I don't know.
Mandy Moore advances.
What?
Yep.
What?
What? No! Upset City, baby!
The court, you realize the court has now been rushed by fans. There's pandemonium.
They're tearing down the backboards.
The nets are being cut down right now for the Mandy Moore.
Anything can happen in this tournament.
All right. Well, here's the next seed. I'm just going to leave that because, again.
Mandy Moore's
your biggest,
got something.
I like Mandy Moore. I used to like her a lot more. She was one of my top broads. Okay, here's a chick that didn't even make the list. Kirsten Dunst isn't even on this list.
Really?
Not even on it anymore. She would have been my number one when we did this in 2005. Not even on it. She should have been the alternate.
Oh, Mandy Moore is hot as hell.
I think she's. I don't know. I'm. She's losing it for me.
Woo!
She's losing all it
right.
for me.
All right.
Let's go to the. Now this is Battle of the Dork Shows. Hot okay. chicks, dork shows. Here's the battle.
She's a 24-year-old girl. And she's losing it for Joel.
Look, she used to be cuter. That's all I'm saying. Not when she was 15, but maybe when she was like 19. All right. Here's the chicks. Battle of the Dork Show. Star of Heroes, Allie Larder.
Okay.
Hot blonde. Might be sure. in her 30s now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lower seed, number 11, against the number 6 seed. You've seen her on the show Lost. You've also seen her on my desktop for Windows. It's the beautiful brunette Evangeline Lilly.
Boy. Larder's on the better show.
Okay, so you've Battle of the Nerd Shows, Heroes and Lost.
Larder's on a much better show, but...
Allie Larder, more classically beautiful, but Evangeline Lilly looks like a little spinner.
Yeah, I'm going with
it
Lilly.
It can put her on
I'm
your
going
dick.
With Lilly.
And, yeah, Evangeline Lilly's
Lilly. Lilly goes.
Okay, Evangeline Lilly.
Advancing.
All right, I've actually used up one whole ink pen on this so far.
That's great.
I ran out of ink in my pen from
That's
writing.
That's terrific.
Okay. Up next, we have number 10 against number 7. This is a weird matchup here, but it happened. Gilmore Girls star, the younger Gilmore Girl.
Because Lauren Graham
retired. Graham didn't make this list. She's retired, which is ironic because, okay, so you have Alexis Bledel, also was in Sin City.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly grown up and filled in nicely, I think. Filled mm-hmm. out nicely.
Yes, sir.
Against number 7. In fact, probably as old as Lauren Graham almost.
Mm-hmm.
But I know you like this particularly, and she's a big star, so she's in. Naomi Watts is the number 7
oh,
seed.
Oh, boy.
Naomi Watts Ooh. Versus Alexis Bledel. Come on. Give us a
You know, and that movie pissed me off so badly.
Oh, the last Naomi
Funny
Watts
Games?
Movie.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
So you have the young cutie pie versus, like, the classic beauty here.
God,
the
damn.
Aging classic beauty versus...
Aging is right. She's older than I thought she was.
She's 38?
Yeah, she's 68.
Like 68, yeah.
Wow.
So she's 40 this year.
Yeah. Oh,
Alexis
God.
Bledel's got to be 24, 25.
Yeah. There's...
Naomi Watts is the favorite. She's the number 7 seed.
Yeah, I can't even... I don't even... Oh, my God. Can we have...
It's a hard choice because they're so different that it's a hard choice.
They really are.
Yeah.
And Bledel's a grower, though. I think the old pro goes down. I've really...
Bledel moves on.
It's a shocker, I know, and it's hurting me to say.
Well, you specifically asked, I remember when we talked about this, that you wanted Naomi Watts on there. I gave you Naomi Watts, and yet you threw her back.
I didn't know she was that old.
She's been around. She got famous at like 30.
Wow.
She was like a real struggling actress until she got in that David Lynch movie.
Oh, God, that movie's one of the... Mulholland Drive.
Mulholland Drive.
One of the hottest scenes ever.
The other chick in Mulholland Drive you never see anymore.
Lara Elizabeth Herring, what was her name?
Laura Herring, I think. Was her name. But yes, you don't see her anymore. But those two were making out and eating each other's box. It was great. Okay. Let's move on because we're running low on time here. Let's go to... now, this chick is the one chick I thought I needed to explain. Even if you didn't watch the show, if you watch NBC, you always see the trailers for this show.
Yes, sir.
And this chick certainly has a look, at least did you see in the trailer, go, wow, she's cute. The chick from Chuck, Yvonne Strahovski.
Oh.
A really hot blonde from Chuck.
That's one I'm not even
Not really all that
sure.
famous, but...
Okay.
But she's up against one of your all-time faves. She's the number 2 seed in this bracket. Again, I don't think she'd be number 2. She's kind of like the Alicia Witt in this department, in the brunette department. Mm-hmm. But that would be Christina Ricci. So the chick from Chuck, real hot blonde.
She is.
Versus Christina
just
Ricci.
Just not in Ricci's caliber.
Yeah,
she's
I mean, for
not,
fame, you got to go with Ricci for longevity.
Shoot.
Is that what you're going with? I mean,
yeah,
let's just
going,
end this
I'm going
note.
With Ricci.
But look up the chick from Chuck. I think you're
I'm right. looking at her, and she's nice. It's good stuff.
But again, she was
she
a 15.
Once again, bad matchups.
Could've... She was a long shot.
Yeah.
She was a long shot. She was a 15 seed. I mean, she didn't have much chance. Okay. We're down now into the final quarter here of this. This would be the Southeast Regional. This is Rising Country Star. Again, hotter than her seed. We talked about her on the Emmys, or the Grammys, I'm sorry, this
She'd
year.
She'd look hotter with some seed on
she,
her.
With you, I'd love to put my seed on this hayseed, and that would be Taylor Swift.
Okay.
You guys at home might want to look her up, too. Mm-hmm. Really good-looking girl, but she always wears cowboy boots, which I find weird. Against your number one, again, maybe not number one for a lot of guys, but in your world, she's still mourning the loss of Heath Ledger, and that would be Michelle Williams. So you have Michelle Williams, the number one seed, versus Taylor Swift, rising country star. I think Taylor Swift will be back.
She will.
I mean, she's kind of like a young Alicia Keys type.
I wish my mama... And daddy was here?
Yeah, she's very country.
She's very hillbilly-ish.
Very hillbilly.
And she's going back to Georgia or wherever the hell she's from. Because, you can't step to Michelle Williams.
Michelle Williams, one of Corey's all-time favorites. What's the movie, The Baxter?
It's going to be an inevitable, like, dork girl conflict. She's going to match up with somebody, and it's going to be a big slapper.
Speaking of dork girls, the next matchup is a number 9 versus number 8. These are always very close. From another big nerd show that you love, Battlestar Galactica. How about Trisha Helfer?
Oh, okay.
Wasn't she in Playboy recently?
She was.
Versus one of the stars of my favorite shows, the number 8 seed, the very hot brunette from How I Met Your Mother, Kobe Smulders.
Mm.
Kobe Smulders, really pretty, big cans, nice-looking girl. Trisha Helfer, I don't really know that well, but you see her more in, like, the Maxim FHM type stuff.
You do. Classic blonde.
You know,
I'm not into blondes, but I do like her. Boy, I'm going to have to go with the Smulders.
Kobe Smulders. Okay.
It's a little bit of a shocker.
All right, well, Kobe Smulders is hot. I mean, I think people are just now... discovering her.
If you'd gone with Starbuck from that show, I probably would have put her.
Which one was that?
The other chick on Battlestar Galactica. She's on Bionic Woman too.
But I didn't know that she was famous enough, so I went with. All
right.
Helfer is a little more
known. All right.
Okay. Next up, please get that mouse ready for who would be certainly a very, very high top seed on my list, and you know where you love her. I mean, based on personality alone, I think she wins. Based on pure consumption of grain alcohol and Russian vodka, based on having a tight figure skater's body for all those years, and being the star of the greatest television show that got canceled in mid-season. It is getting bigger for my girlfriend, the number 12 seed, actually number 13 seed, Oksana Baiul.
It's amazing, don't you think? Oksana, can you do that?
Wow,
okay. Little Minky.
Oksana.
I don't think you're as big an Oksana fan. So
number
she's
one
not
in the NIS tournament.
I love Oksana. But she's up against a big-time Hollywood star, a Brit, a busty Brit. And certainly somebody that you love, and I know I do too. The number four seed who she's going to be against, Rachel Weisz.
You know, that's just not
Rachel Weisz.
That's just not...
Oksana Baiul. Oksana Baiul, maybe there might not be a more fun person on the place of the year, in the face of the earth, in my opinion. I think Oksana's a delight. I'd love to hang
out
with her.
You're the best entertainer wow. in our business.
Well, thank you, Oksana, and I feel the same way about you. I think you're an amazing girl.
Oh, man.
And I'd like to, I've been thinking about this. I was thinking about asking her out.
When are you going to ask me to go out with
well,
you?
I'm trying
well,
to
Oksana,
out.
Any moment now.
Wait a second, Oksana.
It's okay. A shame that she's going to go home empty-handed.
Rachel Weisz wins, huh?
Yeah, it's not fair of you to do that, but, you know.
Well, again, I don't think Oksana's that hot in your book. I think the drunky slut.
I'm going to go home with a broken heart.
Yeah, because Corey.
Oh, Oksana.
You. Of course you are.
Oh, Oksana, you're number one in my heart yes. For other ways.
G4, by the way, running the Japanese version of that on
oh, really?
TV now. Yeah, you can go really? Watch that. Good. It's better, but it's not quite the same.
I would love to have that back.
Yeah, Master of Champions was a great
love to have Master of Champions.
Okay, quickly, because we're running out of time
here. They have
here.
Unbeatable Banzuki. Yes. Have you seen that?
Yes. Right. I think that's the show I'm talking about, isn't that? That's Master Champions.
Is that
I think?
What it is?
I think that's what it is. Okay. Battle of the Singers, number 12 seed, lost a few points, recently gave birth, but her tits blew up, and I know you loved that because you mentioned it to me. Christina Aguilera.
Yeah. Okay.
A little bit of Puerto Rican right. flavor
yeah.
for you.
Yeah.
Against number 5, beautiful British soul singer, Joss Stone. I have Joss being a higher seed because she's younger, fresher, hasn't been pregnant. I hear smokes a lot of marijuana. But might also bang a lot of black guys. And I've heard that about her, too.
Xtina.
Aguilera versus Joss Stone, an upset.
Xtina is going to push that one right over the top.
Really?
But it's a, you know, it's a close one.
I'm a Joss Stone fan. Boy, I love her.
Yeah.
Oof. Very skinny, you know,
yeah,
not a real busty chick. But
arguments like, can be made for both, but we don't have time right now.
Christina Aguilera. Okay, here we go.
I think the Sweet 16 is going to have to wait for no time.
I think
day.
It might, too. But let's go on to... The number 14 seed, another singer, also she's Canadian.
Yeah.
She's, I think she's attractive, although she certainly comes off as a complete C-U-N-T.
Yeah.
And that would be Avril Lavigne.
Oh,
or
hey.
Avril Lavigne,
yeah,
or
okay.
the guy that blanged sure. the guy from Sum 41, if you want to call it that, too. Against number 3 seed, an all-time Corey Hall Jewess goddess, Natalie Portman.
Oh, boy.
You're what Grammy Hall would call a real Jew.
Well, you take the real Jew.
Now,
over
see, I was imagining there'd be the Knightley Portman matchup.
I think we did that in the last one.
Yeah,
I think we made that
they're
happen.
They're kind of the same girl.
Well, you decide.
Much like, you know, you've got, what's her name?
Well, we're getting to those. Hold on a minute with those. Okay.
Some of these chicks are the same chick.
I understand.
Like Rachel Bilson, Rachel McAdams is kind of the same girl.
Give me a winner. Avril Lavigne, Natalie
New York Jewish intellectual communist crackpot.
Yes.
Come on.
Having
Lavigne,
recently shown off her ass in Hotel Chevalier, I will give it up to Nat Portman.
Which, again, I had her as a number 3 seed. I'm not surprised by that. Here we go. From TV. Again, this is dorks. Get ready to get out the lube and whack it. Because two of your faves are battling it out right here.
Was it hard?
Imagine the panty pillow fight. Between star of X-Play on G4, Morgan Webb,
okay.
who I saw recently. I think they got a new stylist on that show and is looking much better.
Okay.
Her hair, they're actually doing something with. It's not flat
sure.
and dark like
sure.
it used to be. They're doing something against the younger star of Heroes, Hayden Panettiere.
Oh!
Morgan Webb,
oh!
Hayden Panettiere. Again, it's a dork.
Oh!
It's a dork battle.
It is a spankathon.
Super dork battle. Super dork battle.
I know I'm going to get run out of show business for this, but I'm going to have to go with Webb.
Morgan Webb, big tits.
More my thing.
Tall.
It's just more
Panettiere
my thing.
Panettiere seems like a cheerleader. I mean, I know she's on that show.
I know
show,
she's unbreakable on Heroes, but I think I'd hurt her.
Panettiere, it seems like she would cry after you fucked her. Yeah.
Once again, Morgan Webb also, you know, knows cheat codes for Devil May Cry 4. So, you know what I mean? I mean,
I hear you. Yeah, Morgan Webb,
cool,
I agree with Morgan Webb.
You know what I mean? She'd kick my ass at Virtual Fighter. You know, that's
Morgan Webb looks like she plays video games. She might be fun to hang out with.
A little bit.
Probably smoke some weed.
Hayden Panettiere's too young, There's a problem with being too young.
Yeah, and I agree with that.
Emma Watson's almost
too
young.
Sure, and Panettiere's in there, but I had Panettiere being a little bit of a higher seed. It was 6 versus 11, but
gotcha.
Okay, number 10 seed, another dork girl that everyone loves. She was a star of Smallville.
Okay.
She was Lois Lane on that show. Kristen Croy.
Oh, okay.
Another little Asian thing. I don't know what she is. I think she's a little Japanese.
She's got like an Eskimo in her.
Yeah,
or something.
She's some kind of.
She's
weird.
Lana Lang, actually. For the
Lana Lang. Lang. I'm sorry. Not
no
Lois.
Problem.
Lana Lang. Sorry.
It's all right.
Sorry. Sorry for not knowing my Superman, Mr. Corey. I'm not caught up on DC. My Marvel universe,
okay.
I've been working
That's
on my
what it
Marvel
is. Okay,
universe.
Good, good, good.
But my DC, I don't know.
All right,
as
fine.
Well. But she's taking on.
It's a common mistake. It's fine.
She's taking on a chick that I know you love, been in some movies lately, considered a very funny girl in the film's world.
Yes.
That's Isla Fisher.
Ooh.
Her pussy gets so wet, you can't believe it.
You know that about Isla Fisher?
I do.
She,
I know
in
that.
Real life, I believe,
I've actually
recently had a kid. And,
with Sacha Baron Cohen.
Bangs Borat, if that's a turnoff for anyone.
It kind
there.
Of is.
It kind of is, but do you want Kristen Croik over there?
No.
You want Isla Fisher.
There's a redhead.
Little cute little redhead.
Yeah, there you go. There's a redheaded victory right there.
Isla Fisher moves on to the next round.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go. We're at the final matchup of the first round. We have this is Battle of the Oscar nominees to end the tournament. To end the first round of the tournament.
Oh my God! Can you believe it?
Number 15 seed, star of Juno and Other Girls' Beds, it's Ellen Page.
A diaper dandy, baby!
Ellen Page, who I've outed as being a lesbian, as Michael Musto.
Some people have
of the
made
Village
claims.
Voice.
Yeah, okay.
Corey denies all that.
I think it's it's lesbian until graduation, but
all
that's
right.
just me.
She's up against another Oscar nominee. I believe she was. I don't know if she was not. She wasn't nominated this year, but she was.
She starts dating Heather Matarazzo, though. And look out.
But this chick was nominated years ago, but she was on the Oscars. I said she was the hottest chick on the Oscars this year. It's the one and only Amy Adams, the number 2 seed. Amy Adams, Ellen Page.
Boy, oh boy.
I mean, Ellen Page is cute,
boy,
but
boy.
Come on.
It's
Amy Adams.
Hey, don't try and prejudice me
Amy
here.
Amy Adams
this
is a
I'm
really
this
beautiful
I'm working
girl.
It. Strategy, working. Gaming.
I mean, once perfect
face. Haven't though. Seen enough from Paige.
Yeah.
I've seen Amy Adams' goods.
Yeah.
In fact, in that stupid Miss Pettigrew Lives for a Day movie.
Yeah.
Got a good shot at her voluptuous
there you
pale
go.
Ass. And it sets up a matchup against her doppelganger, Isla Fisher.
It certainly
so
does.
Amy
I,
Adams.
I designed it to play
will,
out that way.
Amy Adams will advance to face a very tough matchup of an exactly identical
wow,
team.
Amy Adams,
it's
Isla
like the
Fisher.
Duke UNC. They have the same colors. They're like 5 miles apart.
Well, they were a number 7 and a number 2 seed, respectively, in this bracket. And then they're going.
Katie Sackhoff, by the way, is the Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, check. Okay. I don't know her. See, and then I don't have her on. Okay. Oh, we are done with show 166.
Wow.
Now, do you want to do a part 2 of show 166 and continue this? Or do you want to do this on next week's show? We can just finish these brackets up and
boy.
Then. Or we can continue this throughout the weeks. People can do their first round and then we can move
gotcha.
Along at home.
Well,
it's up to you. Then again, people might want this done because they don't want this ruining 3 shows in a row
right.
if they hate the bit.
Yeah.
So they can decide. It's up to you. I'm leaving it up to you.
You
have an executive decision to make, Mr. Corey Hall.
I think we do it and then we decide how to use it later.
So this will be show 166 part 2 or it will be.
Right. Or we'll just use it next week.
Well.
You know what I'm saying?
I guess.
Yeah.
Well,
we
it
got
should
other,
go
We got
quick.
Other business to get to.
Well.
Who knows what can happen in the world.
We do have other. Well, okay. So we'll do this on. What are we. We have to tell people. Let's at least make a decision.
Okay.
166 part 2 or 167. What do you say?
166 part 2.
Okay.
You know what? I don't know. People might be upset.
I don't want to put it on the mailing list. I want to do it in a proper show.
Do you?
I say we do 166 part 2. Fuck it. It's not going to be an 80-minute show, but we'll do another 30
all
minutes
right.
and finish this.
Sure. How about that?
All right.
Apples?
We're going to get out of here now. I want to say a very special goodbye here. I have about 2 minutes to do this in. A guy that I loved and was a big admirer of died recently. It actually ties in to our ending music slightly. He was the guy who really was the fifth Beatle, and I earned that he died.
Arthur
today.
C. Clarke.
No. Arthur C. Clarke, very sad. But this guy who died was really the fifth Beatle. He was a guy that was a roadie to the Beatles, going all the way back to Liverpool. A guy named Neil Aspinall.
Yes.
He was a Beatles roadie. Him and Mal Evans were the only two roadies the Beatles ever used. He also helped out in the recording studio, setting up microphones and gathering instruments.
That was
the
first
guys.
Time for me that I'd really smoked.
Nice tribute from Ringo to Neil.
And I laughed and I laughed and I laughed.
Thank you. He smoked it with Neil Aspinall.
Neil Roll.
The thing about Neil, though, Neil was here's the thing you got to remember.
Roll the spliff for Ringo.
But Neil Aspinall, he also ran Apple Records up until last year when he stepped down because he got ill.
Yes.
He was responsible for all of the various Beatles anthologies.
He drove the Beatles to the Decca audition. That they were late for.
Yes, you're correct about
and
that.
And they failed.
When they did the Beatles anthology TV show, they only had three other guys aside from the Beatles that were allowed to talk.
George
and that
Martin.
Was producer George Martin, Tony, it might have been Tony Barrow or the other guy who was the publicity guy.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember if it was Tony Barrow or the other guy. I apologize. He's dead too now. And the other guy was Neil Aspinall because he was there for the whole thing. He was.
Yes.
Let me put it to you this way. If you see the Beatles in a film or on a television appearance, think of any famous video or photograph of the Beatles. Neil Aspinall was right off camera everywhere.
Yes.
Every Beatles album, he was in the studio for the recording of. Every Beatles song. I mean, he was there for everything. He hung out with the
if
Beatles.
If this show had an equivalent, he would be the P.J. Butlin.
But when the Beatles
of this show. There when, from the beginning.
Seriously, though, when the Beatles did drugs for the first time, Neil Aspinall did drugs for the first time. When the Beatles
Ringo
grew their
just
hair
told
long,
us that.
Neil Aspinall grew his hair long. He was a brother to them. He
was
the same age.
He was a schoolmate of Paul and George.
He was the same age and a contemporary of them. So Neil Aspinall, good luck. He was the real fifth Beatle. Billy Preston, suck a dick. I think Billy's dead now, isn't he? Didn't Billy die recently?
Yeah.
Sorry, Billy, but you
dead.
Weren't the fifth Beatle. Murray the K can go fuck himself. You were not the fifth Beatle. George Martin was maybe the fifth Beatle in the studio. He played on a lot of the songs, but the real fifth Beatle in spirit and certainly a guy who was the closest to the band was none other than Neil Aspinall. So, Neil.
So, screw you, Pete Best.
Pete Best was in the Beatles, and you know, and the other guy died.
Stewart.
Stu Sutcliffe died too young before they hit. And they probably would have thrown him out anyway because he couldn't really play. Neil Aspinall, I love you. Good night, my friend. And she and him recorded a Beatles song on their new album.
Yes, they did.
Called I Should Have Known Better. Let's hear some of that. Goodbye, Neil Aspinall. Hello, more Bay Brackets, because we're going to continue those.
More pussy coming up.
Yeah,
a tender
Neil,
tribute to a fallen icon.
Neil, I'll be thinking about you when I'm talking about Scarlett Johansson's tits. That'll be on show 166, part 2. So join us for that. There's the riff. You hear that?
Zooey Deschanel, we'll move on in your honor. Neil
But Neil Aspinall was a great man, and I'm going to miss him, Neil.
No one held John's jockstrap better than Neil Aspinall. Sniffing the Beatles' farts.
We'll catch you. We're not done. We're doing part 2. We'll see you on that.